们早上要来看腓立比书第一章一到二十六节。
So this morning, let's take a look at Philippians 1, verse 1 to 26.
我们要谈一个题目，面对死亡。
And the topic that we're going to cover is how to face death.
你很少会在其他地方在教会以外听到有人常常会谈死亡的问题。
I think you're going to seldomly face the topic, especially outside of the church, about death.
有一个小故事说，有一次有一个爸爸带着他小孩到沙滩去。
So there's a little story. A father took his son to the beach.
小孩子四岁。
And his child is 4 years old.
他就在沙滩上走的时候，就发现有一只海鸥死在沙滩上。
So as he was walking on the beach, he found a dead seagull on the beach.
他就跑来拉着爸爸的手带到那个鸟那一边。他说：“爸爸，有一只鸟，它怎么了？”
And so he took his father to go to the seagull, asking his father, "What happened to this bird?"
爸爸说：“这鸟死了它到天上去了。”
So his father told him, "This bird has died." He went to heaven.
小孩子想了一下，就问爸爸说：“神是不是又把他丢下来了？”
And so the little child thought for a moment and said, "Has God actually thrown him back to the earth?"
那另外一个故事，比较沉重的一个故事，是在中东的一个传说。
Another heavier story, is a legend in Middle East.
有一个商人住在巴格达。
A merchant living in Baghdad.
有一天他差他的仆人到市场上去买东西。
So one day he sent his servant to go to the market to purchase stuff.
没有多久他仆人就跑回来了。
Only after a little while his servant came back to him.
脸发白，整个人颤抖。
He was pale on his face and shaking all over.
他就告诉他主人说：“今天我在这个市场上碰到一个女人。”
He told his master that I met a lady in the market today.
她在我肩膀碰了一下。
She touched my shoulder.
我转过身发现是死亡。
And I turned back and saw that it was death.
那个死亡的脸呢，很可怕。
Her face was so frightening.
好像要威胁我。
And menacing to me.
那仆人他就说：“主人，能不能跟你借一只马啊？我现在呢要逃到撒马拉城去躲一躲。”
Can I borrow a horse from you so that I can run as fast as I could and to go to the city of Samara?
那是这样子，死亡会就找不到我。
And so that the death will not find me.
所以呢，那个商人就把他的马借给他仆人。
So the merchant lent his horse to his servant.
那仆人就赶快的骑走了。
And his servant hurriedly rode the horse away.
那本来他打发仆人去买的东西没买到，他就自己去到市场。
So because he didn't get what he sent his servant to go to the market for, he went to the market himself.
果真在那个人群中，他看到死亡站在那里。
And so Of course, he saw the figure of death among the crowd.
他就走过去问他说：“哎，你今天早上为什么恐吓我的仆人？”
So he went there asking her, "Why did you scare my servant this morning?"
死亡说：“我没有恐吓他。”
Death said, "I didn't scare him."
我只是吃惊啊。
I was just shocked.
因为今天我本来约定了要在撒玛拉跟他遇到的，但是我发现他怎么在 Baghdad 这里。
Because I was scheduled to meet him in Samara. I was so surprised why I saw him here in Baghdad.
人人都有一死。
Everybody has death.
我们没有办法逃过死亡。
And there's no way that we can escape.
对死亡，我们的心态是什么呢
？What is our attitude towards death？
曾经有人问李禄问孔子说：“这个敢问死啊？”孔子就回答说什么：“未知生，焉知死？”
So there was a very famous philosopher in the past, Confucius. One of his disciples asked him, "What is death?" And Confucius said, "If you don't know what is living, how do you know what is death?"
所以呢，我们很多人呢就采取这种的心态，说我都不晓得生要怎么过生啊，这现在怎么过生活，怎么还管得了死亡
？So that's a lot of the attitude of many people. Since I don't really know what is the meaning of life, how can I understand the meaning of death?
可是这种思想呢，不一定正确。
However, this might not be the correct attitude.
你想一想，一个运动员如果他不知道终点在哪里，他往哪里跑呢？
Think about an athlete. If he doesn't know where's the finishing line, where is he going to head for?
一个学生如果他不知道来读书做什么，他为什么投了一大笔钱在 UM 这里呢？
A student, if he doesn't know what he's going to do after graduation, why did he invest all this big sum of money as a tuition to study here in U of M?
我们还真的碰到一些学生，他说我不晓得为什么来读书。
However, I indeed have met some students and they didn't really understand.Why they came here to study.
虽然他不懂，他至少他父母知道，所以他父母愿意投下这笔钱，是不是？
So even though they may be ignorant, but their parents understood. That's why their parents were willing to invest such a big amount of money for them to study here.
我们总是要知道终点在哪里，目的在哪里，我们才能够走我们今天的生活啊人生啊。
We have to understand what our destination is.In order to live out our lives.
所以应该是未知死焉知生啊。
So it has to be vice versa. If you do not know what is death, how can you understand life?
有人这么也曾经有人这么写。
There was once a person writing this.
他说：“当我五十岁的时候，我想过要自杀。”
When I was 50, I would like to commit suicide.
都是讲死，我今年50岁。
So, the past year is 50 years old this year.
那时候我的问题就在想，想一个最人生最简单最根本的问题。
And that, I was thinking about a problem, a question, of the fundamental question of life.
我在想我今天所做的我明天所做的将来会如何
？I'm thinking, whatever I'm doing today, whatever I'm going to do tomorrow, what will become of them in the future?
我的一生将要如何
？What will become of my whole life?
为什么我活着？为什么我会有一个期望
？Why do I live? Why do I have this hope?
这些都有什么意义？如果死亡等着我？
What is the meaning of all these things if what I'm going to face is just death?
我死了之后，什么都没有的话，这些还有什么意义？
What are they going to have? What are their meaning if there's nothing after I die?
那我们没有玩过一个游戏，你把眼睛蒙住。
And we are afraid of the things that we are not able to see. We are afraid of darkness. Have you ever played a game that your eyes are covered?
当你眼睛蒙住的时候，走路起来是不是很害怕
？When you have your eyes covered, are you afraid when you're walking?
我小的时候玩过这游戏，那个游戏就是有人把我脸蒙住了之后，另外一个人要带着我走一圈。
So I played a game when I was little. My eyes were covered, and another person is supposed to lead me walk a big circle.
带我走的人我认识。
I knew the person who was leading me.
但是因为我们在比赛，看谁快的话，他就拉着我走。
But since we were competing with another team to see who were actually walking faster, so he was dragging me along.
那我认识的这个人，我不会怀疑他，但是我会不会跟着他跑？
I could have some doubt on this person that I knew. Will I actually run after him?
啊，我不敢。这个每一步都要很慢的，然后确定说不会撞到东西。
I would actually not. I will make sure that every step is very solid and very slow and not going to bump into anything.
所以你会发现到人对一个未知啊是感到恐惧的。
And so you can see this fear from a person to something that they don't know.
有时候你说我眼睛遮起来之后可以走得很快，因为你对这个房间稍微有点熟悉。
And sometimes you will argue that I will still be able to walk fast because I am very familiar with this room.
那我们大学生组有一次就玩这个游戏啊，那全啊把一部分的人眼睛都遮起来了，他们还是走得挺快的，因为他们知道说房间只有椅子，没有其他东西，最多撞的就是撞到椅子而已。
So there, in our college group in this church, there is one time that we played this game. Some people were having their eyes covered. They were still able to walk fast in the room because they know all that is in the room are chairs. And so even if they bump into something, they're only going to bump into chairs.
但是我敢担保，如果你们眼睛被遮住之后，你们带到一个完全不知道。不晓得那个房间或者甚至是不是房间都不知道，是不是在山崖旁边你也不知道的时候，你敢走？你敢不敢走？
But I would guarantee if you're led to an environment that you're totally unfamiliar with, you know, maybe you don't even know where you are, not in the room, maybe on the cliff, maybe by other places, I guarantee probably you're not going to walk very fast.
何况我们要面对最终这个死亡的这个完全是一个未知的领域。
No wonder when we face death, which is a completely unknown territory to us.
有些人可能会很勇敢的去死，像军人打仗的时候会为国家而死。
Some people may die bravely, just like you know the soldiers when they fight for their country, and they die on the battlefield.
也有人可能会很安静的面对死亡，但是说安静不如说认命啊，你也不能做什么。
Some people may face death with peace. What I mean peace, maybe they're just kind of acknowledge their destiny. There's nothing that they can do to fight it.
有人可能会逞强，装得很勇敢啊，去面对这个死亡。
Some people may try to appear to be strong, pretend that they're strong, and pretend that they're brave when they're facing death.
不过无论如何面对一个未知死亡的这个未知那一个黑暗那种没有盼望那种的恐惧是在我们内心。
However, our heart is still scared when we face this unknown in front of us.
那还有人呢，面对死亡会有一个失落感。
Some people may face death with a heart that is lost, a loss of himself.
有一个诗人他这么写啊，他说有没有可能啊？他也不是说有没有可能，他说当我不再活着的时候，地上还会有可能有春天吗？
As the poet says in his poem.If I'm no longer existing, will there still be spring in this world?
他的意思不是说怀疑他死了之后春天还会不会来，他要表达的是一个这个很复杂的一个感觉，一种的失落感。
He's actually not really saying that there will be no spring after he died in this world. He's just trying to convey his complicated emotion, his complicated thoughts about death.
有人呢就用吃喝快乐用麻醉的方式就把这种失落感遮盖过去。
Some people might numb this feeling of loss, using various kinds of methods like, you know, eating and drinking, be merry.
有人一天过一天努力的工作努力的赚钱就为了将来能够好好的退休过生活不去想。
And some people might just spend their lives in working, preparing for retirement, and not to think about death in the future. But what is our feeling? What is our attitude toward death?
还有一种很矛盾的一个心理是什么呢?
Another conflicted thought is
不想死。
You're not willing to die.
也不想活。
However, you're not even willing to continue to live either.
因为活很怎么样?很痛苦是不是?
Because living is very painful, right?
所以死亡给人家唯一的一个安慰就是我不再活着痛苦。
And so the sole comfort from death is that I no longer have to suffer the pains when I'm living.
所以人对死亡似乎就是这几种的反应，也许还有其他的。
So normal human being probably have the above mentioned types of reactions, and maybe there are others that I have missed.
我们今天要从腓立比书来看基督徒如何看死亡。
However, today we're going to look from the perspective of the book of Philippians to see how Christians should should look at death.
第一点，我们有这个福音的确据，我们有一个确据是福音的确据。
First, we have this assurance. This assurance is from the gospel.
我们来看第一章三到六节。
So take a look at first, chapter 1 verse 3 to 6.
我们刚刚英文念过了，我们现在来念中文，一起来念三到六节。
In Chinese.
来，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到今，你们是欢和意的兴旺福音。我深信在你必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。在这里说到在特别在最后那个第六节的最后一段说，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So here it talks especially in verse 6, till the day of the Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的日子，也就是那最终的日子。
The day of Jesus Christ is the final day.
将来耶稣基督再来的那个日子。
The day that he comes back again.
或者那一天我们见到耶稣基督的那一天。
Or the day that we are going to meet Jesus Christ.
但是你会注意到他在这里是说到是基督，耶稣基督的日子。
And you pay attention, this is, Paul was talking about the day of Jesus Christ.
他不是谈死亡。
He was not talking about death.
我们都知道要经过死亡。
We all know that we have to go through death.
但是那最终的日子不是死亡的日子。
But the final day is not a day of death.
那最终日子是死亡之后，我们见到耶稣基督的那日子。
The final day is after the physical death when you see Jesus Christ.
不单如此，在第六节前面他说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
And starting from verse 6, Paul said, and I'm sure of this, that who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗这里有一个深信。
And Paul was sure of this.
深信什么呢?
What he was sure about.
深信那开始的善功必要成全。
He was sure that the good work that has begun will be brought to completion.
很多人呢死亡的时候有很多遗憾，是不是?
A lot of the people will have regrets when they die, right?
他很多想要做的事情没做完。
A lot of the things that they wanted to finish, but they were not able to.
或者他有一些担心的东西，不晓得他死后能够会怎么，会发生什么事。
And something that they're worried about, and they don't really know what's going to happen to these things after they die.
而保罗在这里说，他深信那开始的善功必成全。
But Paul said that I am sure of this, that he who began, that the work that has been begun, has begun, he will bring it to completion.
当你看到这个字深信的时候，不是只是一个期望。
When you saw the phrase, the word sure of, it's not just an expectation.
哎，不是只是一个，我希望如此。
It's not just, you know, hope, that I hope it will accomplish.
常常我们我们会在一些情况之下说一些好话，这些好话常常只是一种让人家心里面不会紧张至少这个时候安慰一下的这些安慰的话，但是我们都知道有没有这个实质我们所说的会成就呢，我们实在没有把握。
Sometimes we're going to say some, you know, soothing words and try to comfort the person and try to kind of reassure them, remove their anxiety. But whether or not, if there's any substance in what we say, we don't really know. If this is going to be accomplished, we don't really know.
那前几个星期高伦德牧师过世的时候就有一群的人在他这个床边
Several weeks ago, when Pastor Cao passed away, several of your coworkers were some people, a group of people were gathered together around his bed.
就在高牧师过世前几分钟，然后大家就对他讲一些话。
Minutes before Pastor Cao passed away, they were talking to him, speaking to him.
有些人就会说就有些人就说高牧师放心。我以后会好好的带人做门徒。
And some people pledged, Pastor Cal, please rest assured that I am going to try my best to lead people to Christ and to disciple them.
高牧师放心等等很多很多诸如此类的话。
Many words, you know, similar phrases like Pastor Cal, please rest assured.
但是人的话有什么可靠呢？
But are how trustworthy are the words of human beings?
当然高牧师不是只是靠人的话，他乃是晓得神开始的，神必完成。
However, I truly believe that Pastor Cao doesn't rely on the pledges, the words of people, but he truly believes that what God has started, he's going to bring to completion.
那保罗在这里不是只是说我深信那开始的善工必要成全，他说什么呢？
Paul was not saying that I believe, I'm sure that the good work will be brought to completion.
第六节他那里说我深信那在你们心里动了善工的必成全这工。
In verse 6 he says that I'm sure of this, that he whobegin a good work in you, will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
他不是说我们开始扩建，我相信这个扩建一定会成的。他乃是说那开始工作的那一位神他一定会完成。
It's not to say that, okay, for example, the church building, the church expansion project, you have started it, I'm going to make sure that it's completed. He's saying that he who began this good work, he will bring to completion.
所以他深信的不是这一件事情会完成，他深信的是那一位神，他一定会完成他所要做的事。
So he's not saying that I'm sure of this thing, specific thing is going to be brought into completion. He's sure that this God who has started this, he is going to complete.
他不是深信明天会更好，他是深信那一位掌管明天的主。
He's not trusting in that tomorrow is going to be better. He's putting his trust on this God who is in charge of tomorrow.
所以你会发现到说在这个深信里头这种的信靠里头，保罗他在困境当中他是可以欢欢喜喜。
So you can see Paul's joy in this reassurance of him.
第三、第四节就这么就这么说，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
That's why he said in verse 3 and 4 that I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy.
第五节说，因为从头一天直到今日，你们都是同心合一的兴旺福音。
And verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
另外一种的翻译可以说，因为从头一天直到 从头一天直到今日，你们都在福音里。
Another translation could be, because from the first day till now, you were always remaining in gospel.
在福音当中，神所开始的，他必成全。
And whatever God started in the gospel, he will bring into completion.
所以保罗在困境中可以欢喜。
That's why Paul could still rejoice in all the adversities.
所以当我们看到这一点的时候，我们就晓得说，虽然死亡对我们基督徒还是一个未知数。
When we see all this, we understand even though death is still something that's unknown to our to us Christians.
但我们知道死里复活的主。
But we know this God who resurrected from the death.
所以我们不惧怕。
And that's why we are not afraid.
现在这个网络很发达，你要去哪里你都可以Google 一下，然后查得清清楚楚。
And with the development of the internet, it's super easy. Wherever you want to go, just Google and it's going to show you.
30年前，当我来到美国的时候，没有这种 Google.
30 years ago, when I came to the United States, Google didn't exist.
来美国的时候怎么不怕呢？
And so how could I be brave? How can I be brave here? At the time that I came here.
因为我哥哥的同学在这里。
Because my brother's classmates were here.
所以有一个人在这里我们就安心。
So when we had a friend, when we had a contact here, I was not afraid.
我们深信那一位经历死里复活的主耶稣基督他是我们的主。我们看到他从死里复活，我们就晓得，我们就深信他所开始的工作必成全。
We saw this God, we see this God who resurrected from the dead, and he is our God. We saw that the work that he has done, and we have this reassurance from him.
所以对不信的人，他们是一个未知数。
So for those unbelievers, the non-believers, this is a mystery.
对我们来说也是个未知数，但是我们认识那一位掌管一切的主。
For us, this is still a mystery, something unknown, but we know this God who is in charge of everything.
第二。
Second.
对不认识神的人，死亡带来一个失落感。
To those who don't know God, death is going to bring a sense of loss.
对基督徒是什么呢？
What death is going to bring to the Christians?
对基督徒是一个得着。
To Christians, it's gain.
我们看第十到十一节。
From verse 10 to 11.
一起来念。
Let's read together.
使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。叫荣耀称上归于神。这里又有一节讲到说，直到基督的日子。
This is another verse that talks about the day of Jesus Christ.
他说那一天要怎么样？
And Paul said, what is going to happen on that day?
他说我所祈求的是使你们能够分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
Paul was saying that what I have been pleading for is that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
靠着耶稣基督结满仁义的果子。
And to be filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ.
叫荣耀称颂归于神。
To the glory and praise of God.
那一天当我们见耶稣基督的日子。
That day when we meet Jesus Christ.
我们将要结满那仁义的果子。
We will bear fruit, the fruit of righteousness.
你说怎么可能？
And you may wonder how.
那信靠耶稣基督的人必结满仁义的果子。
Those who believe, those who trust in Jesus Christ will be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
那一天是我们将一切的荣耀称赞归于神的时候。
And that day will be the moment that we attribute all the glory and praise to God.
所以不是一个失落。
So this is not a loss.
乃是一个充满了一个结果的一个事情。
But this is the consequence, the outcome, filled with the righteousness, filled with the fruit.
保罗在这里称所说的他是说到我们基督徒那一天见基督的那一个日子。
And Paul was referring to the day that we Christians are going to meet Jesus Christ.
要比我们今天在地上的这个生活来得更好，更完美。
Which is more complete, much better, far better than the days that we're spending here on this earth.
18到20节。
Verse 18 to 20.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
这有何烦呢？或是假意，或是真心。无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了。因为我知道，在保罗的心目中他一生乃是要叫基督在他身上显大。
According to Paul's will, all his life he's going to make Christ magnified through him.
他还说凡事放胆，是生是死。
And he said, I have to be brave and courageous, whether in life or in death.
总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ will be honored in my body.
什么叫基督显大？
What does it mean by Christ be honored or Christ be magnified?
其中一个就是基督的大能在我们身上显明，是不是？
One aspect is that the great power of Jesus Christ is going to be manifested through our lives.
也就是说，其中一个叫基督显大的，就是你让基督那个复活的大能显明在我们身上。
To magnify Jesus Christ through us is.To show, to exhibit this great power of resurrection of Jesus.
所以对我们基督徒来说，我们面对死亡的时候不是失落。
So for us Christians, when we face death, we should not feel at a loss.
我们乃是要充满着仁义的果子。
But to be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
我们乃是进入到神的荣耀中。
And to enter into the glory of God.
我们乃是经历。耶稣基督那复活的大能。
And to experience this great power of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
你发现这个，当你认识到这个福音的盼望的时候，你也有一个矛盾。
And when you find that when you have understood the power of the gospel, you will actually fall into this conflict.
那前面我们不认识神的人呢，有一个矛盾不想面对死亡，也活着也痛苦这是人的矛盾。
For non-believers, there is this dilemma of human being that you don't really want to face death, but at the same time, life is very painful for you.
对基督徒，对认识主的人也有一个矛盾。
There is also another dilemma for those who believe in Christ, for Christians.
在第一章十八到二十节。
From verse 18 to 20 in chapter 1.
对不起21我们一直读到这个24-25节
Actually, 21-25.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
因我活着就是基督，而死了就有益处。但我在肉身活着，若成就我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然信心，就知道人就住在是怎样，去与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。保罗在这里讲到说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。 但在我肉身活着，若能成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道要挑选什么。
Paul said, to live is Christ, yet to die is to gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which shall I choose? I cannot tell.
这就是基督徒的一个矛盾，不晓得要挑选什么。
This is a difficult question, the dilemma of Christians. We're not sure what to choose.
保罗说他在两难之间情愿离世与基督同在，那是好的无比。可是在肉身活着对为你们更是要紧。
Paul continued that I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your account.
你认识这个福音，你认识这个基督，有没有认识到一个地步，你真的是在那边选说死也很好，活着也很好，到底要选什么呢？
Have you got to know the gospel, the salvation so well that you have this dilemma actually in your life? You don't know what to choose. To die is good and to live is also good. I don't know what to do.
保罗说那死是好的无比，因为可以与基督同在。
And Paul said to die is far better because I'm going to spend eternity. I'm going to be in the presence of Jesus.
啊，活着呢，对其他的基督徒来说更是要紧啊。
And to live, to remain alive, is also very necessary, ultimate importance to other Christians.
一方面是好的无比，另外一方面是更是要紧啊。
And so, on the one hand, it is far better, and on the other, it is very necessary.
所以保罗就开始起矛盾了。
And so here comes the conflict of Paul.
还是我们今天的心态是不想死也不想活，很矛盾。
Or is it our mentality that I don't want to die, but I don't want to live either?
当你认识基督的时候，你认识到基督的时候，你晓得死亡不是一个恐惧的事。
When you know Jesus Christ, you know that death is not something that are fearful.
是一个好的无比的事情。
But it's something that is really, really good.
活着也是一个很重要的事。
And on the other hand, to be alive is also something very important.
因为我们不是活着的时候就想死，赶快与基督同在。
So it is not like when we're still alive, we want to die to be with Christ.
我们也在这两难之间。
We are also in this dilemma.
但是如果你活着不是为了福音的缘故的话，我们很多时候恐怕只要选一样，不愿意在这两当中觉得都好。
However, if your life is not completely for the gospel, it's not for the gospel, then probably we're going to only make one choice, and we're not going to be happy with both choices.
最后再用两个小故事啊，结束。
And I'm going to finish up with two stories.
一个是真实的故事。
One is true.
Duke University 大学啊，中文怎么翻？
杜克大学。
杜克大学。Okay.
The Duke University.
啊，他有一个教授啊，叫 Kate Bowler。
So there was a professor whose name is Kate Bowler in Duke University.
当他在医院发现说他癌症是第四期的时候，
When she found in the hospital that she was diagnosed in the hospital that she has stage 4 cancer.
他说在床上就对着身边的跟他在一起的人说，
And she said to the people around her bed.
他指着他的衣服。
She pointed to her clothes.
她说我需要你把这件衣服把它烧了。
Could you please burn this clothes for me?
我不想再看到它。
And I don't really want to look at it.
这个人生已经过去了。
My life has passed.
她一方面沮丧，一方面又很讽刺。
So on the one hand, she was very upset, and on the other hand, it appears to be sarcastic.
他就说我是这个世上最幸运的女人。
She said that I was the happiest woman in this world.
然后他就开始又哭、啊、然后又开始把眼睛闭起来，希望什么事情都不去看、啊、
So he couldn't stop sobbing, and at the same time she closed her eyes and wishing that nothing would continue to happen.
他说我就是不知道。
She said, I just don't know.
我不知道要做什么。
I don't know what to do.
这时候有人在他、这个肩膀上面拍。
So at this moment, someone patted on her shoulder.
这是他自己写的了、啊、我不知道他现在是不是还活着、啊。
She wrote it herself, I'm not really sure if she's still alive.
他说那个时候呢，我就只是觉得说那拍我肩膀的手是真实的。
At that moment, she said, I thought the hand that was patting on my shoulder was real.
盖在我身上的那些棉被也是真实的，其他的就不知道了。
The comforters that are covering me, they are real as well, but I don't know the rest.
然后他又继续说，我真的不知道要接下来要怎么做。
And I really don't know what to do next.
然后身边有一个人
There was another person around her.
就轻轻地跟他说
And spoke to her softly.
这是他自己写的，我不晓得为什么这发生。那个人就轻轻地跟他说
She wrote it herself, I don't know why this happened.
说什么呢?
That person talked to her softly.
他说 die, 死。
Said die.
意思说你不知道你要接下来要怎么做啊，接下来就是死了。
This is to mean that if you don't really know what to do next, then the next is actually to die.
其他人有安慰着他、啊、
Other people try to comfort her.
但是他唯一能够想到的就是他那一个身边另外一个人说死这个字。
But the only thing that occupied her mind was the word die, spoken by one person around her.
她不甘心。
She didn't want to accept the truth.
因为她觉得她人生才刚刚开始 就要结束了。
Because her life just started, and now it's going to end.
她觉得她开始说成立的家现在可能就没了。
And she was thinking that the family that she has just started is going to vanish.
那另外一个小故事
Another small story.
那可能不是真的。
Probably it's not true.
但是你从保罗身上你就可以看到那是一个真实可能发生的事。
But from the stories of Paul, you can see that this actually could have happened.
他讲到有一个恶毒的这个军官。
It was talking about a very evil officer in the army.
他经过这个村庄的时候，每一个人都怕他。
Every time he passed through villages, everybody was afraid of him.
这一次他经过一个小村庄，村庄的人全部离开那个村庄，然后躲起来了。
There was one time that he passed through a village. All the villagers scattered and hid themselves.
所以那军官、到了这个冷清的这个、小村庄的时候很高兴地说我想所有的人都已经 躲掉了。
So this officer was very happy when he arrived at the village seeing nobody. He thought to himself, everybody has hidden themselves from me.
有个小兵就说所有的人都走了只剩下一个。
A soldier said to him,All people have left, only one remained.
一个老牧师还留在这里。
Which is an old pastor.
那个军官就非常生气，就说把那个老牧师抓来。
That officer was very angry and said, capture that old pastor and take it to him.
老牧师带到他跟前的时候，他就说，你知不知道我是谁？
So when the old pastor was brought to the officer said, Do you know who I am?
我是那一个能够用这把剑刺穿你而不扎眼的人。
I am the one who can use this sword to thrust through you I don't even blink my eye.
老牧师就看着那个军官说，你知不知道我是谁？
And the old pastor said to this officer, do you know who I am?
我是那一个可以让你刺穿我身体而不眨眼的人。
I am the one who can be thrust through by you and without a blink of my eye.
你认不认识这样的一位主，让你不再惧怕死亡，而是看到死亡之后那个荣耀的？
Do you really know this God? And this God is going to enable you to be no longer afraid of death, but to focus your eyes on the glory after it.
当你知道死是怎么回事的时候，你就能够活得更有意义。
When you understand the meaning of death, you will be living a more fruitful life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，你所赐给我们的这个福音的福分是何等的浩大。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. What vast gospel you have given us.
你把那最终的未知，把以你自己来取代了。
You have replaced the ultimate unknown by yourself.
当我们知道发现我们面对死亡的时候，我们有一个是我们可以深信，带领我们从死里经过，而且死里复活，进入到你那荣耀的主。
When we pass through death, we know that there is this God who can lead us through the death and to lead us not only through death, but also into resurrection.
当我们知道这样的一位主的时候，我们还有什么惧怕呢？
When we know this God, this true God, how should we continue to be afraid?
求主帮助我们，让我们晓得我们这一生我们可以因深信我们的主，我们无论是死是活，我们都为你而活。
Lord, help us because we know you. Neither death nor life, regardless of that, we know that we're going to live for you.
当我们的眼目从你的身上转离的时候，我们只看到今世的时候，我们跟世人一样，我们活在恐惧当中。
When we have turned our eyes away from you, we'll be just like the worldly people and living in fear.
赐给我们那个深信信靠你的心。
However, Lord, we pray that you're going to give us this heart of belief.
让我们过一个叫你在我们身上显大，叫福音借着我们能够广传的一个人生。
That our life may be lived out to magnify you. The gospel will be spread because of us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.